those of you who don't know me, my name is Kim Nally, and I've been the headliner at the Fillmore Festival for quite a number of years now. But before I used to headline at the Fillmore, I used to play every Tuesday at a little place called the Alta Plaza. And before that, I used to work every Thursday at a little bar called Harry's. And before Harry's, actually before I started singing at all, I used to own a little secondhand furniture store down the street in the lower Fillmore. Only back then they called it the Western Addition. And I don't know, I used to think that my prices were very, very, very reasonable. But one day this real cheap fella came into my store and he saw this chair that he wanted to buy, but he wouldn't. He claimed the price was too high. So I looked him dead in the eye, and this was my reply. I said, if I can't sell it, I'm gonna just sit back down on it. I ain't gonna be giving it away. I told him, baby, if you want it, you're simply gonna have to buy it. And I mean every word I say. I told him, how'd you like to find this waiting for you home every night? It's only been used maybe once or twice, and it's still nice and tight. Woo! Well, that's why if I can't sell it, honey, I'm gonna just sit back down on it. My mama told me, girl, never give it away. Because it's a lush and plush, honey, it's slick and sleek. I told him, baby, a high-class piece like this at any price is cheap. That's why if I can't sell it, I will just sit on down on it. That's right. I don't need to be giving it away. I said, take a look at this nice bottom. Ain't it easy on the high? Guaranteed to support by any weight or size. That's why if I can't sell it, I'm just gonna be sitting back down on it. I don't feel the need to be giving it away. Honey, I told this man, sir, you cannot find a better pair of legs in town. And a back like this, not for miles around. That's why if I can't sell it, I'm a recline on it. That's right, baby. I do not have to give anything away. Seriously, who do you think you are? Because it's made for comfort, built for wear and tear. Where else would you find such an easy chair? That's why if I can't sell it, I'm just gonna sit right back down on it, honey. That's right. Girls don't ever give it away. Now after a while, honey, I got tired of haggling with this man. I told him, with the way musicians are getting paid now, every person in this band has got more to offer me than you offer me for that chair. Take my piano player, Miss Tammy Hall. Tammy has 88 good bits on that chair herself. Tammy, do you want to make a bid on this chair? bass player. Michael Zisman only got 4 strings on his bass. And even he had lots more to offer on this chair than this man wanted to offer. Michael, do you want to make a bid on this chair? Well, you're gonna start low, huh? Oh, he's getting high. He's getting high. He bit high in the end. And now my drummer. All them drums. Mr. Kent Bryson on the drums. I was just wondering, would you like to put a bid in on this chair? See, with all of the beautiful, bountiful bits surrounding me, that I got tired of haggling with that man. I said, honey, if you wanted something for free, you go on down to the Salvation Army. This ain't St. Vincent de Paul's place. This is Kim's place. Read my lips. Ain't no free trips. So you better stick your hand in your stash and pull out some cash. And you can see by my figure, I haven't exactly been starving, darling.